Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 301. Today, I am going to share with you just a little life update. I know you have shared with me that you like when I do these updates periodically. We try to add a lot of value to your life when you listen to the show, whether it comes to nutrition or fitness or anything along your intuitive eating journey. But I also want you to know that I'm human. And if you've been listening to the pod for some time, you've been with me through many seasons of life over the past, 5, 6 years. And so I'm getting ready / in the midst of a very new season of life. And you're important to me. And so I'm going to take you along for that journey. And my goal for you after listening to today's episode is to just normalize all things human, all things the human experience. I will give a little trigger warning. I will be talking about being pregnancy, kind of an update. I will also be talking about just life stuff that has been happening. So depending on where you're at, what's going on, always want you to take care of yourself, take care of your brain space, and just make sure you're in the right headspace when it comes to listening and exposing yourself, because sometimes you have the bandwidth to listen to those things, sometimes you don't. And I'm talking about today's episode, but also just your life, your people, your boundaries in general. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
Hey friend, so today my goal is to keep it brief, to keep it bright, be somewhat fun, and then be done, because at the time of this recording, it is April 22nd, which is our due date. So crazy. It has been a wild, how many months? 9 months? Is that how long it's been? It's been a wild time. And my original thought process was, okay, episode 300, by then I'll have the baby. I'll give like an update of life as a new mom, but here we are. It's episode 301. Hopefully by the time this episode is released, which will be not this upcoming Monday, but as you're listening, that next Monday, whatever, what is time? Hopefully I will have had the baby. And if you are on our newsletter, go to katiehake.com/newsletter. We'll put the link in the show notes. I'll probably send a picture update in that email, because I imagine, or at least my goal, is to be a little quieter on social media, to kind of just really be in the present moment and not get distracted by social media and really just take a break. So that's where we're at. Today, we are about to go to my nephew's rugby game. I have this weird burst of energy. We went to the gym this morning, got some lattes. My workout routine has varied. I've shared with you, I've been fairly active over my pregnancy, but mostly it's been walking very slowly, biking very slowly. I've done some, you know, YouTube videos, Peloton videos, prenatal, go to Orange Theory maybe once a week, light strength training, really just leaning into that, listening to my body, respecting it, what feels good. But for me, my experience has been movement has felt good. Like I feel better when I move. Not a lot of movement, but just a little bit of movement. So I hope that's encouraging to you wherever you're at along your journey. Just the more that you can move your body and be open to trying different things and be open to being flexible about your approach, I hope you just learn more and become more in tune with what feels good in your body, because that allows you to make decisions about what you're going to do, because you already know, like, okay, that will feel good. You know, that's probably not going to feel so good. And you're able to just adapt. And when, as you know, when we're adaptable and we're flexible, whether it's with our food or our fitness, we're so much more likely to be sustainable, to be consistent. That's the word I'm looking for. So that's the fitness update. What else? What else has happened? Okay, so we've sold our house. Now, I haven't talked about this on social media because I was waiting until we sold the house. But over the past 6 months, let's see, we had a lot of gun violence in our neighborhood. And if you're listening here in the United States or even outside of the United States, you know that gun violence is a huge issue. And so I've really been trying to just, you know, marinate on like, what's the message in the mess, you know. But long story longer, there were three incidences in our neighborhood where guns were shot. Like, two of the times they entered into homes, two of the times entered into our home. One time Joey was there. I was gone. I was traveling. The second time we were home, we heard it like really loud, hit other houses in the neighborhood, but did not hit our house, but we heard it. And it was very traumatic to hear. And then the third time, again, these were all spaced out, but the third time we were gone on a work trip and then came home to a bullet in the house. And that shook me to my core because where it entered, if we were sitting there, if we were sitting on the couch watching TV, if I was sitting eating dinner, I don't know if I'd be here recording this podcast. And that's very scary, very alarming, wild to think. So this all happened, you know, those were spread out the first couple times. And then the third time it happened, it was like, the second time was like, okay, we're probably going to move. The third time was like full on tears, traumatized, what is going on? So we pretty much packed up, moved with our family. So if you follow me on social media, you're like, why has she been all over the place? So we basically moved in with family through the holidays. And then God, you know, God always provides and gives you what you need when you need it. We were house sitting for my brother-in-law's mom's friend's house here in Indianapolis for a few weeks / months while she was gone. And then now we are renting. We have sold our house, you know, God bless, all that, closing that chapter. Goal is to rent here, have the baby, then we'll figure out next steps in moving. So needless to say, life has been crazy. There's been a lot going on. And for me personally, have been just trying to respect the season that we're in and take it day by day and take care of my own mental health and peace. And so I share that with you just because, you know, number one, you never know what's happening in someone else's life. And I always try to keep it positive, keep it optimistic, but also know that like, this is life. Like, life is, you're going to have seasons that are chaotic and don't make sense. And it may be really hard for you. And your relationship with food and your relationship with fitness makes a huge impact on that. Okay, had to relocate because Joey decided to start the dryer in the other room. Neither here nor there. So my point is that, you know, the reason I share that with you is because chances are, if you haven't already, you're going to experience something big in your life, whether it's a death in the family, whether it's, you know, just a crazy life situation, a, you know, pregnancy, a loss, I mean, positive or negative, you're going to probably experience something that's really going to shake you mentally, physically, emotionally, environmentally. And when you have a stable, strong, healthy relationship with food, with movement in your body, those things are additions, they're positives in part of your life rather than being an additional stressor or your only means of coping, right? You can lean on those things as a positive, as a healthy way of coping and taking care of yourself versus getting stuck in that cycle of negative thinking, you know, not having that resiliency, body bashing, you know, exercising because you have to, rather than really just being in tune of like, what does my body need? How am I feeling? And even like things like meal planning, right? So living with my parents or our parents, you know, living in situations where we didn't have access to all our standard foods, all our, you know, cooking utensils, things like that. Like, we've been eating out a lot, my energy levels, like all those things, but it's been okay, you know, because we've been able to adapt because it's not, I mean, I can't even imagine going through all that we've been through, like a few years ago when I was really stuck in that all or nothing mentality, black or white thinking when it came to food and fitness. You know, now it's like we eat out a little bit more. Okay, so what? It's okay. Life goes on and I trust my body to eat, you know, the amounts and all those things following those intuitive eating principles. I also forgot to add, and I may have shared this piece on a former episode, I can't remember, but during that season as well, my brother was in a car accident. He and his wife, long story short, his car, they were parked at our house because they were going on their honeymoon, he and his wife. And they parked their car so they could go to the airport. Their car was also hit by one of the bullets. And so, you know, I said, let me go get your car fixed. You take my car because you had to go back to work and live your life. When they were going home, they hit a deer, totaled my car. You know, what are the odds? And that was just bananas. And so we've also been operating with one car since December. And then God bless them, a couple weeks later, my brother and sister-in-law were in like a major car accident over the holidays. And just looking back, it's been crazy. It's been chaotic, but we're finally, you know, close that chapter onto the next chapter. And I think we're stronger for it. You know, it's brought us closer together. It's really forced me to be present, to focus on, you know, what matters and how I want to invest and spend my energy, right? So that's that update. But it's just really funny that this is so similar this time of year. If you've been here for some time, you know, Joey and I got married in 2020 during the midst of the pandemic. And, you know, we had our wedding planned out, so much vision for what that would look like. And right now in this season, so much vision for what our nursery would look like, you know, bringing home a baby and our first home and, you know, all the Pinterest, all the things, all the comparison mode really that we get stuck in about what the season of life is going to look like. And then God just stripped it down again in the season of life, really reminding us, what do we really need? You know, what do we really need in order to thrive? In order to, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it, but we need family. We need like love of each other. We need support from our family, our close people, right? Our inner circle. We need each other. We need safety. Like that's pretty much it. You don't need much. And is a good reminder of just, okay, you know, we can handle this. And yeah, so that is my life update. We are, like I said, headed to watch a rugby game, which I'm very intrigued to do because I've never actually watched rugby. And it sounds a little scary, but it's a great way to distract ourselves from just being ready for the baby to be here. So that is my life update. And if you don't hear from me, like I said, if things get quiet on social media, you'll know what's happening. We are just soaking it in, being present. And I just want to leave you today to just challenge you. If you're feeling stuck on your intuitive eating journey, on your non-diet journey, maybe you're tackling body image in this season where you're at, I just want you to know that keep doing the work. Keep doing the work right now, even when it feels like, why? If you're questioning yourself, why? Like, why? What's the point? The point is, you keep doing that work now because something's going to come up in your life and you're going to go, I get it now. I'm so grateful for my former self, for myself a year ago, a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, that just kept going, that just kept listening to these messages, that kept, you know, challenging the food police, doing all these things, really working hard on my thoughts, my behaviors, my beliefs, because now I'm going through the stuff and I can do it. And I'm going to come out better, stronger, more resilient, more grit on the other side. So friends, that's it for today's episode. I'd love your thoughts. I don't want sympathy. Like, I want to make that very clear. Like, I don't need sympathy. We're good. I'm good. Therapy for a reason, right? But I would love to hear just maybe something that you've gone through. You don't have to give details, but just how has intuitive eating been able to better set you up for something hard in your life? I would love, love, love if you could share that with myself or share in our Facebook group. We'll always link to our private community in the show notes. And let's just celebrate that together because those little wins are big wins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.